Welcome to Angel Blessings Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Kimberly Maroney, and I am so glad that you're here with us today. Did you ever wish you had just the right prayer for the moment? Well, our new book, 365 Days of Angel Prayers, is a remarkable book. I'm happy to hold the spring, so I've got April, May, and June. You're going to be hearing more a lot about that coming up in the next months. And we have with us today Reverend Bobby Bramson. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Kimberly.
I am so happy that you're here.
Oh, me too.
So it was Bobby who invited me to be a part of this project. How did you find out about it?
Well, I found out about it because I am on the Spiritual Living mailing list, which is Kathleen O'Connor's and Elizabeth Harper's wonderful program, their wonderful business to help people live their lives with joy and peace and love and happiness. And they're just great gals. And I got an email about participating in a book project they were doing featuring angel messengers from all around the world as contributors. And I thought, wow, I have to be a part of that. It's just too cool to miss.
Yeah, no kidding. And then you shared it with me, and I thought the same thing. Way too cool to miss.
Exactly.
So you are the chapter spokesperson for December. Tell us about that.
Well, it's interesting. I wasn't sure where I was going to be placed in the book. I knew that I was going to write a story and that I was going to write some prayers, but I didn't know what month I would be a part of. So when I told Kathleen that I was having a little bit of my story seemed to be turning into a prose poem, actually, and I was a little concerned. And I mentioned to her that the part that really kept coming to me is that angels, you know, I was brought up in a Jewish household, and so angels was not a part of the vocabulary at all. And when I was young, I played the piano, and when I would go into my third grade class, you know, the teacher would ask me to play for the Christmas carols. And I just loved that music so much, and I loved the words, and there was something about the energy of those traditional carols that really touched my heart, even as a very little girl. And I told Kathleen, I mentioned this when I told her I was having difficulty with the story, and she said, oh, well, maybe you should be in December around Christmas time. So I think that's how it happened.
Well, you are such an amazing woman. In addition to being my dear friend, you're also one of my angel ministers. And you're an angel medicine woman, a divine energy healer, a spiritual teacher and guide. You are a fabulous musician and composer. Tell us about your passion and what you do.
Oh, I have so many interests, Kimberly. I have so many, a love of so many wonderful things. But my true passion, I think, is the honoring and holding sacred and having reverence for the sacred and beautiful in life, the divine mystery, the just the wonder of that, and wanting to turn people on to that. And of course, throughout my life, I hope that I've done that through my music. I kind of haven't written anything for quite a while. I'm a songwriter, but I do value it as part of the way to get out the healing message through music. And to go back to what Suzanne said, the power, the tremendous power of words, and when they're married with music, it's an unstoppable combination. But my real passion now, I don't know, I've been called somehow by the angels, and I found you, I found the ministry, which is such a blessing. And this was after I studied with Karen Paolino. You know, she started me out on the card reading path there, but when I went to the ministry, something just huge shifted inside of me, and the calling that I had felt sort of all along just sort of gelled. And I just feel very passionate about helping especially women, but all people, connect with their sacred beauty and their gifts and what I call their soul treasure, really getting in touch with that, the parts of themselves and the gifts that they've been given by God that they hide. And that it's, you know, we're in a time where we need people to emerge from out the cocoon and give their light to the world. So I'm very passionate about that.
So you had a really interesting experience this last Christmas, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Do you want me to tell you the story?
Yeah, I want to hear the story.
Okay.
You sent me notes, but I want to hear the whole thing.
Well, here's a shortened version of it. And I just want to preface this by saying these sorts of things that I'm about to share happen to me all the time. And they happen to anyone who is paying attention to what the angels are guiding them away from and towards. So having said that, so I told you guys about how December became my month without my knowing. And I knew that the book was coming out on the 17th of December. And this was in late November. I was really struggling with getting this last part of my long overdue website up, and it was really a struggle. I was being so hard on myself. I was having to push through so many fears about being seen and heard in a larger way. My goodness, my whole life I've been working on that, but this just really upped the ante to a huge degree. And wanting to express myself, but having such a hard time with this one final page. And it just, I don't know, it was like an apex point of anxiety and terror, really. And I just burst into tears, calling to the angels, you know, why am I so hard on myself? Why can't I just let it flow? You know, why is it so seemingly easy for other people? You know, all those things we do to ourselves. And I usually, you know, I call on the angels, and that's usually all I do is just call on them, and I feel a calm come over me, and I start to get guidance. But this time I felt really compelled, almost magnetically, to go pull some cards from your beautiful deck, the Angel Blessings deck, which I love, my favorite deck in the world. And I heard the number 3, which is also something else I don't usually do. I heard a number, so I said, okay, I guess I'm supposed to pick 3 cards. Well, the cards that I picked were Angel Nisroch, the Seraphim Angel of Freedom. Then I picked Angel Fortunata, the Angel of Prosperity. And then I picked Angel Kalore, the Angel of Peace. And when I saw these cards, I felt a direct answer to my prayer of need. I felt as if those angels couldn't have been better. I mean, they were right there for me. And I suddenly was able to write. I was suddenly able to do it. And I wrote a little thing that I put up on my desk that said, break free and prosper and be at peace doing it. I felt as if they granted me permission to do this, what was monumental to me. You know, being in a book, coming out of the spiritual closet, as Karen was mentioning, that's a big deal for people that are, you know, maybe have a history or a past life where that's been scary to do. And I can raise my hand and say I'm one of those. So fast forward a week or so, I was going to go to an event with Roland Comtois, who is the wonderful spiritual medium who is the seasonal host for autumn, in which I, December month, am a part of. And I thought, I have to go see him. I have to meet him. I had heard so many wonderful things about him. So I was very excited about going, but I was also nervous about going. I felt some anxiety about it. But anyway, I went to the little chapel, and he spent 2 hours doing the most amazing readings for people. He's just such an amazing man. So much love just pours from his heart. And he gave so many people so much hope and information from the other side. And I just went there to meet him. I mean, I didn't go there for a reading, but at the end of the 2 hours, he came up to me and he said, do you have a question for me? And I kind of was like, I didn't know what to say. And what came to my mind was asking him about whether he hears messages from the beyond regarding pets, because of my companion Maxie. I was curious about that, and he gave some answer, but I don't even remember what it was, because he said, I want to see you afterwards. So I went to sit with him privately afterwards, and he said, your mom was behind you the whole time during the 2 hours of this event, and I need to tell you what she said. It's the most beautiful message for you, that she wants to give you the peace that you never had as a child, that she was never able to give you, and she wants you to know how sorry she is about that, and that she loves you very much, and she wants you to know how deserving you are of that peace, that it's time. It's time, Bobby. It's time. And that this is going to just open you up to the freedom that you've always longed for. Well, you can imagine getting a message like that was pretty hugely profoundly moving to me. And remember, he didn't know me, and I didn't know him. This was, you know, before I introduced myself to him later. But when I went home, it wasn't until a couple days later that I was mulling over and meditating on this incredible healing gift from my mother, which, by the way, Roland said was a generational healing throughout the whole matriarchal line of my family, which it sorely needs. That I realized that the message that my mom gave to me was exactly the same as those three angels. Nisroch, the angel of freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fortunata, the angel of prosperity and deservedness and worth. And Angel Kalare, the angel of peace. And I just have to say that my mom, the energy of my mom, has really been around even from the beginning of the book. But today is my mom's birthday. And like Suzanne said about there are no, you know, there are no accidents here. This is, I feel, very divinely orchestrated when we allow ourselves to be in the flow of the gifts we're being offered, if we're paying attention, and we're surrendering into it. And it can't be an accident that today is the show that I'm on. When originally it was going to be at the beginning of March, well, it was moved to March 23rd because Karen couldn't do it early in the month. So I'm just sending a message of love to my mom and in gratitude for her healing message to me and the angels that were in total cahoots with her.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
That's my story.
Oh, I love that. You have the most amazing angel prayer for manifest intention. Would you please lead us in that prayer, Bobby?
Well, I would just ask everybody on the show now and also people listening later to connect for a moment with their heart's desires. And as I read this prayer, just know that as I use the word I want you to repeat that within yourself as you listen to the prayer. This is the angel prayer for manifest intention. Dearest angels, beloved messengers of the divine, I come into your holy presence with wishes and intentions that are near and dear to my heart. Fill me with hope, inspiration, and a sense of deservedness so that I may indeed fulfill them. Give me clear vision that I may see through any self-imposed illusions of limitation and lack, and hold me within your embrace of unconditional love as I make the changes I need to make and find the courage to transform. Walk with me, dear angels, and illuminate my path, whispering words of loving encouragement and infinite possibility so that I may remember my magnificence. Shine your light on every shape and contour of my desire so that I may recognize it when it appears, and give me all of the crystalline focus, perseverance, and devotion needed to make it so. And when I have done all that I can, I pray you will enfold my intentions within your angel wings and uplift them into the highest vibration of my good. In that moment, I will bless and surrender them up to God for the attainment of their divine perfection. Thank you, beloveds. With grace and ease, amen.
Amen. Oh, Bobby, that is the most beautiful prayer.
Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you so much.
Your website, angelhearttoheart.com, is so beautiful.
I'm so glad it came out that way after what I went through.
Oh, I feel your sweet energy. I feel your loving heart. It is so beautiful. You have totally succeeded.
Thank you, dear Kimberly.
Like Suzanne said, you have managed to share the words that help us tune into the energy of who you are and the gifts that you share.
Oh, God bless you, dear one. Thank you.
So that's angelhearttoheart.com. Thank you so much, Bobby, for being here with us today. It was such a pleasure and a treat to connect again.
Thank you, Kimberly. I love you very much, and I'm so grateful to have been with those other two beautiful women, those beautiful angel messengers, Karen and Suzanne.
Yes, yes. So thank you, Bobby.